Avilas on.
Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's a Sunday morning. It's afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great weekend, whatever you're doing. If you're on vacation or retired or whatever it is that you're doing, I hope you're having a great time. I am at home today. I tried to go out this morning, but it didn't work out right to do the podcast. So I came back home, and I'm hoping my neighborhood will be quiet enough for me to do this today for you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for all my original followers and my new followers. I really appreciate it. I see the numbers are going up again. Thank you. Anchor gives me the capability to see, like, how many listeners there are and things like that, like my established audience. So I'm definitely over 100, which is really cool, because I was at, like, a 50 for a very long time. So yay. Thank you for you guys if you're sharing this podcast or recommend it to people. Thank you. And if you guys have any questions, you can email me at pattyinwi@gmail.com. Comments, questions, ideas. If you have any paranormal stories of your own that you want to share with me, or if you know of a place that's haunted that you've never seen on TV by a paranormal team, and you've never seen it in a book, and you've never seen it on the internet, those are the stories I'm looking for. Because I tell you what, I have looked online so many times for stories or for people's experiences, and maybe I'm not searching right. I've even archived, like, in the 80s, I've archived in the 90s of stories. As far as going to the library to find stuff, our library, I don't even know is open right now because this whole COVID stuff. So I don't even know if that's an option for me. But anyways, you guys, if you know of anyone that has a story that I'd love to share, it could be totally anonymous, 100%. You want me to change the city, the state, so on and so forth, I can definitely do that for you. Just let me know. But those are the stories I am looking for. A lot of times, those stories don't make it to TV, or they don't make it to the internet, or they don't make it into a book because nobody else knows about them. So please feel free to share with me. So the Facebook page is Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. You can IM me on Facebook. It'll be, you know, that's cool. Share the story with me. As far as getting credit, hey, that's up to you. If you want, I'll share your name on the podcast. If you don't want to share me to share it, say, hey, Patty, don't be sharing my name. Just, this is a story. And for privacy reasons or whatever, you know, change the name, so on and so forth. I'll be more than happy to do that. If you guys want me to do that, I can. If you think my voice is worthy enough to share your story, if you think I have the right tone of voice, let me know. And I can do the podcast for you. I can share it for you guys, okay? Because you know how some of us are like, you sit on stories your whole life, like, oh my God, I wish I could share this story with somebody, but I just can't find that someone to share it with. Hey, I'm over here. I'm waving my hand. You can share it with me. That's what I'm about, you guys. This podcast is about paranormal investigating, paranormal stories, experiments, equipment being used on cases, personal experiences, you know, actual experiences where you see things. So yeah, please feel free to do that to me or for me. I've never mentioned that in the past because I never really thought of it, but I'm actually, there are times where I don't know what to do the podcast about, or I can't find anything new online, new stories that nobody's heard of, that kind of stuff. So I'm always looking for something new. So please, I have the Ovilus going in the background, so you'll hear it mumbling, just an agent. So anyways, yeah, please share with me. I would really, really appreciate it. So what I'm going to also do for this podcast, and for maybe a couple more, I may do like a little mini series of those games, those paranormal games that I have, you know, those haunted games. I am just fascinated with these, you guys. I think they're so cool because some, I think, are fiction, which is not true, and nonfiction is true, which just makes no sense, right? That's like, whatever. Anyways, so I think the majority of them are true, and they've been passed down the generation to generation, family member family, you know, from centuries, 1800s to current. They've changed a little bit here and there. New century, they kind of change the story to make it more interesting, I suppose. So for them to make it from the centuries to now, that's pretty cool, right? So they just fascinate me because what if they really happen? I mean, whatever you're doing, conjuring, or yeah, let's just say conjuring, up spirits or whoever, a deity, and they really happen. I don't want to do it by myself because, well, I'm by myself. I don't think my husband would participate in that. He'd probably look at me and go, what? I do have my friend Amanda. She may do it with me. So anyways, I'm on the website and I found some other stories that are pretty cool. They seem, I don't know, you guys, this kind of thing intrigues me. It really does. So on with the first one. So anyways, I want to do a little mini series on these stories, because I think they're really cool. If you think I shouldn't, please feel free to let me know. If you feel I should just like stick with only paranormal stories, things like that, equipment, and not do something like this. Because I don't want to bore you guys. You guys take the time to read, to listen to my podcast. And I really don't want to bore you. So if you have any suggestions, please feel free to let me know. So this one is called, if my iPad would respond. Here we go. This one is a candle. It's called The Devil Game. I don't think I went over this one yet, but it looks like it may, let's see. I don't know if this is true or not. Similar games to like the Gambler's Game, Lights Out, and the Runner. I've never heard any of those. And that you're especially purposefully challenging a supernatural opponent to play against you in order to win a prize. It also, however, somewhat along with the same lines as the Answer Man. Not only in that game itself is a back and forth trade of questions and answers, but it's also in that the prize in the question is knowledge of information. The Devil's Game walks the line between what I've classified elsewhere as a game meant for summoning spirits, a game for contacting the other side, and a game of knowledge. Since it's not simply one or the other, you might want to approach it a little more carefully than usual, especially if you choose to perform it on Halloween, which, although one of the recommended days for the game, might be provided particularly fraught of choice. So I guess they're saying if you want to do it on the Halloween Eve, because everyone says the veil's thinner then, right? So I guess this is legit. Along those lines, worth noting is the use of the color red in the card supplies for the game. Given the literal name of the game, you might think that the use of this color is to appeal to your opponents. Let's call it infernal nature, but it's actually the opposite. In a number of cultures and belief systems across the world, red is the color of luck, good fortune, of this protection of sacrifice and of life. You're using it as a safeguard here, so don't be afraid of it. Additionally, the game's origin tale framed within the Christian belief system. So, or white, if you don't have a red candle, white is the same. It'll work. I know that, because I've been doing candle magic and all that, so white would be the same as red. If you don't have red, that's fine. It really doesn't. I mean, honestly, it's okay. All right. So the players, one player. You need an empty church. Yeah, it says empty church. A floor-length mirror, a spool of red thread, a ball of red twine or yarn, or a coil of red rope. So those are your options. You need some type of rope in red. Salt, lots of it. Candles, 7 of them. Again, they don't specify the color of the candle. So if you want, you can use white. White is a very neutral color. It's performed for any kind of spells or rituals. If you don't have the color, like green for abundance, you can use white in its place. Matches or a lighter. Matches or a lighter? Huh, that doesn't sound right. Don't you need a lighter to light? Whatever. An excellent sense of passage of time. In other words, clock, watch. Information you seek, knowledge you wish to learn, questions you wish to ask, and answers you wish to receive. Get that? Making the challenge. Sorry if you guys hear noises outside. I can't prevent that. But anyways, making the challenge. Wait until the day that holds a particular kind of significance for you. October 31st is recommended, but other dates may also be permissible. Before midnight, gather your supplies and enter your chosen church. Choose a room or location within the church where you are unlikely to be disturbed. Okay. Unless you find an abandoned church, maybe. That can work. In that room or location, make your preparations. Set up the mirror. It should be standing upright such that you are able to see your full reflection should you look into it. Take out your red thread yarn twine or rope, wrap it around the mirror at least 3 times and tie it off. Wrap and tie the thread tightly enough that it stays where you have wrapped it when you let it go. That's it. It should not fall on the floor. Do not allow the thread to unravel at any point during the proceeding. Got that? Okay. Create a circle of salt around the mirror. If a full circle is not possible, if the mirror is hanging on the wall, create a half circle of salt. Okay, that makes sense. You know, because you're going to do it in half. Like from one... Starting one in front of the wall to the other side of the wall, if that makes sense. So it's like a half. And then it says, do not allow the circle to become broken at any point during the proceedings. Place the candles evenly around the perimeter of the salt circle. Light them one by one, moving clockwise around the circle. Do not allow the candles to go out at any point during the proceeding. Note, these preparations should be completed at or shortly after midnight. If you take too long to complete them, the ritual will likely fail. I'm not sure what the point is of this, if you're trying to contact the devil or what. Once your preparations are complete, shut all the doors to your location, turn off any lights. By yourself, of course, in a room. Right? Yay. Perform a sacrilegious or blasphemy act. Suggest acts include turning a cross upside down, taking the Lord's name in vain, etc. Wow. Wow. Ooh. Stand before the mirror, making sure to keep the salt circle and circle of candles between you and yourself. Focus your gaze on the mirror. Focus your attention on your opponent. On visualizing him, on calling him there, on inviting him to join you. Close your eyes. Calmly and evenly count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Open your eyes. If you see only yourself, the ritual has failed. Turn on the lights, extinguish the candles, clear up your supplies, and depart the premises. Leave no trace of your presence. You may try again another time. If you see something else, the ritual has succeeded. Do not be alarmed. Do not meet your opponent's gaze, but neither should you allow him out of your sight at any point during the proceedings. You may proceed. You have 1 hour and 6 minutes. Begin. Your opponent will ask you what you want. He may be direct, or he may dance around the subject. Pay attention. You must determine when it is your time is to respond. Do not let him out of your sight. What if he goes out of your sight? What do you say? Hey, come back here. Hey, you, come back here. Come back here, right? And I'm guessing you see this is all done in the mirror, which mirrors have been known as a portal. So it's almost like you're using a mirror for a portal, right? Right? To bring in spirits, like a Ouija board. Tell him what you want. Tell him you wish to challenge him to a game of questions, a game of answers, a game of prompts and responses. You may use whatever language you like to state your wish. However, it is recommended that you be specific as possible. Do not allow your opponent to twist your words or turn them from their meaning. It's like a genie in three wishes. Jeez. Do not let him out of your sight. Notice it's a him instead of an it or her. Once he accepts your challenge, the game will begin. Your opponent will go first. He will ask you a question. As it says, see strategy, which I'm not looking at that. Answer his questions as accurately as you can. After you have answered his questions, you may ask your own questions. Listen to his answers. Remember as best as you can. Now, though, that it may not be true. Remember it as best you can. Now, though, that it may not be true. After he has answered your questions, he will ask you another of his own. Answer it. Then again, ask your own question, listen to the response. Proceed in this fashion for as long as you wish or before 1 hour and 6 minutes has elapsed. Do not allow the game to run longer than 1 hour and 6 minutes. And do not let your opponent out of sight. Why? What's 1 hour and 6 minutes? I don't know. 60, well, it's 90 minutes, right? 60 minutes is an hour. 6-6, maybe? But there's basically 3 sixes for the devil, right? It says, ending the game. When you have decided to end the game, thank your opponent for playing. Bow to your opponent at the waist. This is the only point at which you may let your opponent out of your sight after opening your eyes and making the challenge. While bowing, bid your opponent farewell. Raise from your bow. Look into the mirror. When you are certain, you see yourself reflecting in it once more. All of yourself reflecting truly back to you. You may turn away from it and turn on the lights. Extinguish a candle, clean up the salt, you know, leave all that, untie the mirror. Oh, wait, no, it says leave the threaded around the mirror. Depart the premises, take all your supplies with you, leave no trace of your presence. But do not bring the mirror to your home, but store it somewhere safe, position it so that it faces the wall, or lay it, face down. Do not allow it to break, do not allow the thread to unravel, ever. Why? Because it's binding it? The church may be of any size, any denomination. You don't want people in it. The candles may be of any color. Okay, good. Red is strongly recommended. Salt may be run-of-the-mill table salt. The yarn may be anything you want. You may not bring any electronic devices with you into the church. You may not bring any time devices with you into a church, not even an analog one. So how do you know what time it is? What? You may not bring any items of protection other than those listed among the requirements with you into the church. You especially may not bring any items religiously significant to or depicting religious iconography associated with the belief system of the church. So I guess like a Jesus? I don't know. Regarding the dates. Dates suggested include Halloween, Friday the 13th, the night of the new moon, and or the night of a full moon. While this ritual is largely presented with a Christianity, this is not the only belief system in which the ritual may be carried out. The ritual may be adapted to any belief system as long as one of its core tenets, a sense of right and wrong or good or evil. Okay. Strategy. Questions asked by both players may be of any variety. They may be trivia. They may be inquiries about your darkest secrets. They may be valuable information. They may be anything at all. Choose your questions wisely. In order to receive true response to your question, you must answer your opponent's question accurately first. If you answer incorrectly, his own answer may be correct. But may also be incorrect or outright lie. What? You may not attempt to make a deal or bargain with your opponent. Well, that makes sense, because if it's the devil, right? You may not always know when your opponent is lying to you when he is not. That didn't make sense. This is due largely to the fact that your opponent will not tell you when or if you have answered one of his questions correctly. If you do not know you have answered it incorrectly, if you're positive you've answered correctly, but in fact not, so it's like you're playing games with them, it sounds like, you may also lie. Lying may in fact be necessary in certain situations. Be careful with what information you give him. Should your opponent ask you of your true name, for example, lie. Do not under any circumstance give him your true name. You will, of course, receive a correct, true answer in response. Okay. Do not allow the conversation to get off topic. Do not ask anything to which you don't want the answer to, like when you're going to die, which is really lame. Do not look your opponent directly in the eye while you play, but do not look away from completely either at any point. Okay? So you kind of like have them in your peripheral vision, maybe? Do not allow the question and answers to go any longer than an hour or 6 minutes. If you do, you may find yourself staying where you are for quite a long time indeed. Well, that's weird. So I guess you're talking to the devil? I don't know, you're communicating with the devil? Hence the name Devil Game? I don't know, that's weird, huh? Very weird. So it's all this conjuring stuff. Conjuring spirits have been conjuring. So I'm guessing what you're doing is you bring him through the mirror, you ask him to come in, and the red twine is to bind him, right? It's like a binding. It holds him in the mirror so he cannot escape and come out of that portal. And the salt is also a boundary so he can't cross the salt. So, like, say if he got out of the mirror, the salt would hold him in. Like a witch, you know, well, so they say. You know, the salt will hold him back. That makes sense. So that was a weird little story. It's not a story, I apologize. These are supposed to be real stuff. There's foolishness. There's so many other stories in here, you guys. I wish I could, I would like to read another one, but I'm trying to find one that's not. There's one that I was reading about, like, need like a sterile needle. Oh, what's this one? Most dangerous games. Come here. Previously, again, Japanese. Come here. July 2007. It's a ritual. These are all rituals. The ritual itself is simple and easy to perform. That also means that the story of the ritual thing is that makes ritual games fun to read about. Even though you don't actually intend to play them, it's pretty bare bones. See, like, I don't always, you know, necessarily want to play them either, but I don't know, they're just kind of neat to read. Because they don't have any good paranormal stories. So these are kind of, these can turn into a paranormal story, right? Oh, let's see, match a lighter, candle, quiet room. Turn off the lights. Actually, I think I already read one like this. That's like the one that, how do you know your house is haunted? Yeah, that's like, how to know your house is haunted. I just did a quick read on the story and it's very similar to that. The Lord 13 or the Curse of the Number 13. Ooh, this is cool. Urban Legend, 1998. Okay. Let's give this one a try, huh? For what it's worth, Brazil was under the authority of the dictatorship. I don't want to care about that. Sorry, guys. The ritual is quite simple. But even if it's an urban legend, I wouldn't recommend performing it. The point of it, after all, is to summon an entity whose sole purpose is to collect human souls. He won't collect yours if you play the game right, in the sense. It's sort of like test your bravery, right? But if anything should go wrong, if you should, for example, let the game go on for too long, well, let's just say the phrase, a fate worse than death might apply. Excuse me. This is called The Lord 13 or The Curse of the Number 13. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, so you need one person, which personally, I would not do this by myself. I'd have somebody in the room with me. A mirror, a candle, same match or lighter, a dark cloth large enough to cover the mirror, salt again, a calendar, a watch, a dark, quiet room. Making the preparations. Consult your calendar time, consult your calendar and watch, and wait until early morning hours of the 13th day of the month. On the 13th day of the month, shortly before 3 a.m., bring the mirror, candle, matches, lighter, dark cloth, salt, and time, or and your watch, with you to your dark, quiet room. Close the door behind you. Position the mirror such that you are looking into it. You can see both your own. You can see both your own reflection. You can see your own reflection, and that of the room behind you, just like any other mirror. You see the room behind you, right? Position the candle near the mirror such that when lit, it will illuminate your face and reflection. So you put it in front of you, probably closer to your torso to get that look, but not too close because you don't want to bring your little chin. Place the matches or lighter nearby. Position the salt such that it is within easy reach when you are standing or sitting before the mirror. Turn off the lights. Take your place before the mirror. Watch your watch. At precisely 3 a.m., light the candle. Now, from here, what you do is you gaze into the mirror. Look into the mirror. Be mindful of the time. Keep looking. Be mindful of the time. Look closer. Be mindful of the time. Pay attention now. When precisely 13 minutes have passed, take note of what you see in the mirror. This is, that sounds kind of neat, right? Scary as heck. I'd say it's kind of scary. If the reflection has not changed, the ritual has failed, but beware, failure does not equal safety. If you see a figure behind you, get up and run. No, just kidding. If you see a figure behind you, the ritual has succeeded, but beware. You are no longer alone. Well, yeah, if you have a figure behind you. Heesh. If your reflection's eyes have turned black, the ritual has succeeded, but beware, your reflection is no longer your own. Okay. Oh, okay. Stop. Boop, boop. What? If your eyes turn black, the ritual has succeeded, but beware, your reflection is no longer your own? So are you possessed? That's creepy. Once you've noted your observation, no matter what the observation is, immediately break your gaze with the reflections, throw a small amount of salt at the mirror, and cover up the mirror with a dark cloth. You must perform these two actions before 3:14 a.m. Do not look in the mirror past 3:13 and 59 seconds. Turn on a light, blow out the candle. You need not remove the mirror from the premises, but from now on, leave it covered up between the hours of 3 a.m. and 3:59. Do not allow it to become uncovered during this time ever. Huh. This existence of psychological phenomenon, sometimes referred to as the strange face illusion. Per the phenomenon, gazing at one's reflection under low light conditions for an extended amount of time can sometimes cause human to perceive our reflection as distorted or monstrous. It is possible that this ritual is merely a result of strange face illusion. But then again, it's also possible that it is not. Kind of like Bloody Mary. This ritual must be performed in early mornings of the hours on the 13th of the day of the month. It is unknown whether performing the ritual specifically on Friday the 13th will have any additional effects on the outcome. However, possibly such effect occurring as resulting of performing the ritual on Friday the 13th should not be discounted. Any kind of mirror, any kind of dark room, a watch, so do not look in the mirror beyond 3:13 and a.m. and 59 seconds. To do so is to unleash whatever you may have found within your reflection's depths. Oh, crap. You will not survive an encounter with it. Well, that's doggone scary. Oh, wait, there's notes. When deciding which thing you determine... I was hoping somebody put, like they've tried it or something like that. Nope. They're just saying thank you so much for sharing the website. So how about that one, you guys? That would be scary. Yeah, your eyes are black. Oh my god. What would be your first reaction? Right? Oh, god. Can you imagine? I don't know, man. That's a good one. That one got me kind of creeped out a little bit. Again, these are all, they say they're true. If you guys are daring enough to do it, yeah, remember this is all at your own risk. Anything that I'm doing on this podcast, it's all at your own risk. If you conjure something up, then be prepared to deal with it. Be sure to, unlike most of them, they say thank the spirit for showing itself. Take it kind of seriously. I mean, yeah, it's kind of fun, but also take it seriously if you are seriously going to, if you're thinking about conjuring something up through a mirror, especially. The salt will keep them back. And if you cover the mirror, then obviously they can't come out. But to me, that's more realistic. Because I know there's spells you can do for mirrors to bring in spirits. And it's always been, mirrors are known as a portal to the, spirit world and the realms. So that was actually kind of cool. So thank you guys for listening to that one. It's about 30 minutes into the podcast. So again, if you guys have any questions or comments or anything for me, please email me pattyinwi@gmail.com, or my Facebook is Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. I have a Instagram account. I think it's Pattyinwi, I think is what it is on Instagram. I post little things here, not a lot on Instagram, mostly on Facebook. I do unique things, and right now I have up to 78 followers, which is really awesome. So if any of you that's listening to my podcast are one of my followers, thank you. It's greatly appreciated. So that was interesting. I'll try and do a little series, a mini series of this. If I have any stories to share with you guys, I will. But as of right now, there's nothing going on. Not until the end of the month when I'm back at the asylum again. No emails from anybody. I have other team. Not my team, but I know other teams that are doing stuff. Investigating here and investigating there. And we're just kind of sitting here. I don't know. My equipment is slowly growing. I mean, I don't go out and spend a lot, but I do have, I bought some motion sensor lights for like $10. And I bought these little, they're LED ball, and they're more of a cat toy, and they're motion activated. So when it gets just slightly moved, it'll light up like all these LED lights. And we use these on the investigation at the asylum, and it worked really well. So I bought one from Amazon for like $3.99, and I used Prime. And I got that, and then a couple days later, I got another one. So I bought one and got one free. Amazon's error, which is fine by me. I only wanted one, but two is good. Other than that, for new equipment, we're still waiting on the REM pod. It's on back order forever. We did buy the trail cam. I don't think Amanda's worked with it yet to practice with it. If I could afford it, which I won't be able to afford it, would be a very nice video camera and the SLS cam, which those are not cheap. Or, you know what I also like is the Ovilus. I think it's the Ovilus 3. That's like $500. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. But if you guys ever have any questions or anything, please email me. Anchor does have an option if you guys ever wanted to support my podcast. You're more than welcome to. It's like get an external mic. I don't know. Or if you feel it should go towards paranormal equipment, please feel free to let me know. It's on the Anchor app where you can, like, I don't want to say donate. I don't know if that's the right word. But anyways, I just put that out there. And yes, you can leave me a voicemail. I don't know if it's like an hour long. I don't know what their time limit is on their voicemails, but hey, feel free. Again, let me know if you have any stories out there, okay? You are my eyes of and ears in the paranormal field that I don't have access to. So like all you guys in California and Australia, you're my eyes and ears. I can get information from you that I can put on the podcast that I don't know that these stories may be out there and they may be so cool. Don't be afraid to tell them or share them. Again, it'll be all anonymous if you'd like. So I will try and do another podcast next Sunday. Again, I'm going to try and keep it with this series of these games. I just, like I said, you guys, I'm so sorry, but I find them so intriguing because somebody, it had to have worked at one time, at one point. Why would you sit down and make up all this stuff, go through all the details of how much salt, and you need this candle, you need that kind of a mirror, or you need a sterilizing pen to poke your finger for blood. You know, it's just, I don't know. Sorry, motorcycle going by. All right, you guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weather. Be safe. Have a great life. Wake up every morning with a smile on your face if you can. Wake up every morning feeling positive and confident. And you got this. You can do it. If you have questions about doing a podcast, let me know. It's really easy through Anchor. There's no charge, no fees of any kind through Anchor. So, all right. Well, my 30 minutes is up. So you guys take care. And this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.